Good evening, Councilor Bill Riga from Information Services. I just want to brief you guys on a project we've been working on relative technology in this room. And we had a little bit of demonstration this morning. The mayor was present there. And so it was administration, a couple people from Information Services, and of course, our city clerk and her staff. Essentially, what we're talking about doing is doing a pretty significant upgrade to the audio visual equipment in this room. And so I want to just, I'm going to point different things and talk about different options. I'm not going to really present any vendors or costs or anything like that. Really, what we're looking at today is options of what we want to do, what we want this room to do. So as it stands right now, we stream these meetings onto our website or YouTube, I think. YouTube, yes. So we stream these on YouTube, and we pick them up by these microphones. They're hanging up there. There's actually one back there. I think there's another one back there. And these microphones take sound from the speakers. So if you ever played around with that yourself at all, put a microphone up on a speaker and then try to record that, it's actually pretty horrible. It sounds, the audio's quality is very poor. So what we want to go over our live stream is what's going into this microphone, which is my voice. And we want this microphone to be picked up and go right to live stream. That's not the way it works right now. It only comes out of that speaker. So that's going to be one significant change. The other significant change we want to talk about is cameras. And then we're going to talk about what's presented. So really that's the, kind of the three things. The audio, which is these microphones feeding directly into our live stream feed. The other thing is cameras. So you notice we have one camera in this room back up there. And that camera way back there in the corner is essentially no more than a security camera that we have all over the city. It's not meant to do what we're asking it to do, to look at you guys and put this on the screen. That's all that you see on the screen. If you've had an opportunity to watch any of our live stream, you just see this one camera there, and it does nothing else, and it's a poor picture. So there are options of what we can do with regards to cameras. And there's opinions, of course, about what we can do with regards to cameras. One camera we talked about this morning that we thought would be very wise to add is actually a camera up there facing the podium. So when someone is up here speaking, you can actually see them on the live stream. The debate came of whether how we want the dais viewed from a camera. So we could have a couple of different options. We could put two cameras in the corners that are designed to look at a dais right here. One could just be fixed on the dais, and the other would actually be fixed on the individual who's talking. So if you can imagine a live stream, there might be two pictures on the live stream. One is the dais as a whole, and the other more zoomed in. And we don't have to do the zoom-in feature. We could just keep the dais like we are. It'll be a much better picture than it is now. Another idea that came up today is that we have a camera here and a camera there, and this camera picks up this half of the dais when anyone's talking. And this camera picks up this half of the dais when anyone's talking. And when the mayor's talking, we can have one or the other. We'll make sure that that seat is in the right picture at that time. So that was really the debate. Do we want to zoom in when someone is talking at the dais? Or do we want to keep it more panned out so you don't get the detail of freckles, but you can still see somebody who might be talking? And that's really one of the questions I want you guys to consider, if we want zoom in or not zoom in. So that's one. Yes, Sandy. At the podium, yeah, so looking at the podium. Yeah, they're... Yes, but the issue with what they're doing specifically is that both cameras are on all the time, even when no one's here at the podium, which some would argue that's a waste of screen space for what you're looking at. And so what we could do is, you know, have some voice-activated technology that will turn that camera on or off. So if any of these microphones at the dais are talking, you'll have these cameras. If anyone up here is talking, that camera would come on.
I'll be honest with you, it's actually kind of nice to see the audience when the council is talking.
Okay.
Seriously. And I was watching one of the Neptune Beach meetings, and you could see the reaction of the audience to things that were being said. So I think there's some value to that. I don't think it's wasted, at least in my opinion. That's just
That is a, that opinion is a consideration, because then that will depend on what kind of camera we put there. The camera that we were going to put there was very focused on this podium. If we want a camera that's more focused on this podium and everyone back here, that's a different camera that will produce a different result. And it's not that we can't do that. It would just be a little bit of a difference of what we were thinking about. So if that's something we want to consider, that we want not only this on camera, but really everything behind it at the same time, we could buy a camera like that, put it up there, and we'll do the same thing, and we'll just keep them both on all the time. That certainly is an option.
I just wanted to mention it.
Okay.
With regards to the cameras, and Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, most of the camera technology we've been looking at is the three-prong pan, tilt, zoom.
Yes.
Which means if we got a camera that had the
for
capability to do pan, tilt, zoom, that would give us the flexibility of either zooming in on the podium or zooming out to pick up the whole. So, like you said, it would be a different camera than our original thought, but if we got a pan, tilt, pan, tilt, zoom, we'd have flexibility for doing either with that one camera.
Right. That's not the camera that was scoped out for this, but we could make it that way.
Where
you have the ability to zoom in or out. When somebody voice activated here, we would zoom in. When there's no voice here, it would be zoomed out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Obviously, with technology, with the advancement of technology, obviously there's some hiccups. Is there going to be an IT person? Or is this a training the city clerk will have? Because, I mean, we've had technical difficulties before here, so, and obviously we want to make sure that the people that are at home watching our council meetings
have a good experience, right?
Have at least a good experience, and the footage is not cut off or the audio is not cut off. So have we thought about how we've...
We have thought about that. It was part of the discussion this morning during the demo of how this would be supported. And I'm not saying I have an answer right now, but we are definitely considering what does that look like? What does the support of that look like? Right now, most of us in the IT department don't know how all of this works. It's pretty much vendor supported by Siemens right now. So if there's any issues midstream, it's these two guys, these two ladies doing the best they can do to keep it going. And then the next day, we're on the phone with Siemens, help, help, help. In this case, we as an IT department would know clearly what is going on there, and would potentially have to have a staff member here while it's in use. But those are things that we're considering. So there's cameras, what they're going to do, how they're going to function. Of course, there's the microphones and audio, and then there's visual, what we're going to do. The proposal right now calls for 2 80-inch monitors to be mounted on the wall somewhere at 45-degree angles. So one would be facing the audience, the other would be facing the dais on both sides. And the question around that is, do you want to look up there for the presentation, or would you rather have a small screen at your seat and then have no monitor up here, just the two monitors facing the audience? And that's a preference thing. You could have both. You could have one or the other.
I think I mentioned this morning that a lot of us have an iPad or a computer in front of us that we review the packet, mm-hmm. but this presentation is not always the same as what is in the packet. So I think I would like to see what the audience is seeing. So I would think I would want both facing us and facing them.
Yeah, and we could put, aside from your iPad, a fixed monitor of some size.
I don't like that.
Okay. Okay.
Because one of the things we talked about today with the demo was, how do I keep track of the speaker lineup so that the microphone system we saw you guys would be able to kind of like tap in versus the light switches. But I don't see who it is. So that may add, however that ends up, that may add a monitor here too. So then I'm going to have that monitor, the watching the screen monitor, and my own, and that's just too much.
It would be too much for the chair purposes.
For the chair, yeah.
Management purposes, I agree with that. That's a little much.
I'll just say that I'm fine if we look up at the screens that the audience, but facing us, I'm fine with that. I don't have to have something right in front of me. And like the mayor said, I typically usually have the iPad, and the only thing I need to see is if something's different than what's in the packet.
And then the system will have capability for somebody who may be wanting to bring a presentation here to plug in and do it. And this way, you guys wouldn't have it at all, and you'd be able to see it up there. So there is some use case for that being up there. And you, if you didn't have this up there, you may not be able to see what the audience is seeing if somebody comes in and plugs something in, which we're going to give them the capability to do. So I think that's a good approach, having the monitors back and forth. We can continue to dialogue about the cameras and how you'd want them. You guys all have my contact information. Reach out to me. Let me know what your preference is. When this comes, when we're closer to a final solution, we will bring it back here for you all to see it in action and kind of touch it and feel it a little bit, and it'll maybe help you make a more informed decision. I'm just trying to get some initial feedback now as we work towards, you know, getting it, narrowing it down what we're going to propose.
I'm just happy that we're stepping into 2024 and not 2010 technology.
Well, I'll also speak on behalf of the city manager who demanded today, I'll use a strong word like demand, that at each one of your locations, there's a plug-in and a USB outlet. So you can charge your devices if you come here at only 10% and you won't make it through the meeting. I know that's not available right now, but we will. I mean, that's at least getting to 1900, so we'll get there.
I know I've been giving you some grief today on this whole thing and all the other things, but thank you for doing this work, bringing us into at least a century. The light switch thing, really, it works at least, but it does feel a little antiquated. And for my colleagues, I did not appreciate how many different systems are involved in this. So between the microphone system, we're going to go to a whole new system even for the broadcast so that we can have the presentation and like how Neptune Beach has it, and the sound system and the cameras, and there's just so many different components, and none of them are sold by the same person, but somebody has to integrate them all. So I think one thing I said all along was it'd be nice to have the Ferrari, but I'm good. What did I say? I think I said four, you said entry-level Buick. I said Ford Escape. We have a Pinto right now. So, but what I really want to make sure we do is have the ability to support it and to support it on the fly. If it's 7 o'clock and it's, you know, in the middle of a meeting and something goes down, that the city clerk's office is able to maintain it and keep that projection out to the audience here, the council members, as well as the public who may be live streaming it. So I don't want to go too far into the next century. Just a little bit.
So I had another question. I don't know if that is part of this, but I know like Atlantic Beach, if you watch their videos, their meeting videos, it's set up so that their agenda, you can click on, it's got like an agenda over on the side underneath the commission video, and you can actually click on the item and it will go, it will advance you straight to the video where that item is starting. Is that part of what we're talking about here, or is that more Civic Plus?
That is definitely a Civic Plus function. Okay. And that doesn't mean we can't do it. You certainly can stream Civic Plus in our meetings, and that's a decision that we'll have to come to when we decide how we're going to display what people are seeing there. So what they would have to do in between, if somebody were to do a presentation, they'd have to move away from Civic Plus, go to the presentation, then find a way to go back to Civic Plus to get back to the agenda that's interactive like you were talking about. And there's some trickery behind the scenes that has to make that happen and manual work in that switching. What I'm trying to avoid is manual work here between those two, because, you know, that's where you start to get issues when you click on something and it doesn't work and you're in a live meeting and then what do? You stop the whole thing and then you got to get some support right away, and that becomes tricky quickly. So the more this can be automated, not that automation is 100% either, but the more it can be automated, I think the better off we'll be. So if there's pros and cons for everything, so we'll have to weigh all that out when we make this final decisions on what is going to be displayed for sure. So we can display a PowerPoint with the agenda on it, and that will be fine. People see it, but it won't be interactive. No one will be able to click on it and go anywhere. Or we can decide to display the agenda like you're talking about, a more interactive way. But if there's a presentation we have to go to, we have to break that, connect over here, and then reconnect back here, and there's manual intervention that has to happen in that case, which is you know, which can produce issues.
Have you looked at what Atlantic Beach is doing or talked to them?
What they're both doing, and I'm pretty sure they're on Civic Plus.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, I don't know how.
That's the only way it can be interactive like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And they can look at a document that's on the agenda or something like that.
Well, it's not a document. It's actually an electronic. It's not the actual agenda. It's just an electronic, clickable agenda that's down below the video.
So, we can definitely do more research on
maybe, yeah, if you want to look at that. Because, I mean, I can't imagine. I don't know. Maybe it is challenging for them, but they're doing it. So yeah. It might be interesting to see. And it may be automated. I don't know.
Okay. Mike, we're going to say one more thing.
I was just going to let council know that, you know, if we get to a point where all the AV equipment is where we need it to be, there's also the opportunity to start putting briefings in here, because we will have the opportunity to do displays on the walls. It'll be much more conducive for staff to come in and present items to you from briefings perspective. So the thought process might be that all the meetings, briefings, and council meetings would be held in this room going forward once the right technology is here.
Okay, any other comments, questions, concerns, preferences?
I've said this to Mike. I don't know if I've said it publicly in front of my colleagues, but when I've watched the videos, gone back and watched the videos, they're horrible. The audio is horrible. And even watching the board meetings, if the board members are not using their microphones, you can't hear anything. It's horrible. So I'm like Fernando. I'm ready for us to get into the next century.
And all the microphones will be mobile, so we'll be able to pull them on a table if we have just a meeting with the table right here. I'm going to look at the walls, because if you have a table here in the middle of this floor in a meeting, those monitors won't do you any good unless there's a way to flatten them out. So we're looking at some mechanical solutions to be able to flatten them out so they can be used for every single meeting that happens in here. I think you all have my contact information, so if you have any follow-up questions, please let me know. Did you have another question? Okay. Yeah, so just get a hold of me, and again, I'll be back here when we're a little bit further down the road and have something different to present. So thank you.